Now, WBTM's Health Beat with Catherine Davis.
Cardiovascular disease, including heart attack and stroke, is the number one cause of death in the U.S., and a leading risk factor is high cholesterol. Dr. John Osborne, founder and director of State of the Heart Cardiology in Dallas, Texas, says the most successful treatment to lower cholesterol is currently a family of drugs called statins.
Statins have been with us since 1987. They block the production of cholesterol in our body, particularly in the liver. And over the last 30 years, we've shown that they're highly effective at lowering the risk of strokes, heart attacks, and then balloon stents and bypass surgery. So they certainly are the foundation of care with respect to cardiovascular risk reduction. But here's the problem. They're a great start, but it's not the whole solution.
Dr. Osborne says the statin drugs only reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease by 25 to 35%. He says many patients have added niacin, fenofibrates, or even fish oil supplements to their statins to further reduce their risk. But he says studies have shown them to be ineffective and in some cases even harmful. To learn more, visit TrueToYourHeart.com.
To replay this or other Health Beat programs, go to WBTMDanville.com and click on air. For WBTM's Health Beat, I'm Catherine Davis.